Jordan Addison's week in the reporting comes down to one useful rep. In Wednesday's joint practice two-minute drill against Baltimore, Kyler Murray hit him for roughly 15 yards to start the drive that ended in Justin Jefferson's touchdown, per Craig Peters and Rob Clyfield at the team's website. That was a first-team rep against Baltimore's actual defense with the clock running, the situation where target-pecking orders show themselves, and Addison was the first name Murray went to. The caveat belongs next to it. Tyler Furness at A to Z Sports charted that same Wednesday as a rough day overall for the Minnesota quarterbacks, with multiple interceptions across the sessions, so one chain mover sits inside a messy practice. Addison did not appear in the coverage of Thursday's second joint session, and Saturday's 13-3 loss to the Ravens was played without the starters, both staffs resting them after the joint work, per Adam Patrick at the Viking Age. So the preseason game target evidence we said last week to watch for did not arrive. Not because Addison lost reps, but because there were no starter reps to have. Our June preview treated Addison's 42-catch season as circumstance, suspension, then shaky quarterback play, with quarterback resolution as the whole swing, and he now has both a settled quarterback and full health. What remains unproven is the number that sizes the season. His target share next to Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, and Jawan Jennings, which joint practice glimpses cannot settle. Watch next whether Addison draws starter targets if Minnesota plays its front line in the preseason finale, and how the receiver room behind the top three shakes out at cutdown on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.